The following information is intended for educational purposes only. It is not medical advice. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of Arute Awakening International, nor this broadcaster. Should you choose to implement this information, please do so only with the assistance of a licensed medical professional. Neither the presenter nor Arute Awakening International, nor this broadcaster assume any responsibility for any adverse effects or consequences that may result.
Every month seems to bring a trendy new diet or weight loss fad, and yet obesity rates continue to rise, and with it, a growing number of diseases and health problems. It's time for a different approach. Today, we're going to talk about how not to die and how not to diet with our guest, New York Times bestselling author, Dr. Michael Greger, and he's about to give you a health awakening. Welcome to The Health Awakening. I'm your host, Scott Laird. The vast majority of premature deaths can be prevented through simple changes in diet and lifestyle. That is the premise of a book called How Not to Die, written by our guest today, Dr. Michael Greger. He's now written an accompanying cookbook by the same name, plus another book available in December 2019 called How Not to Diet. Dr. Greger is a physician and New York Times bestselling author. He does the health research for you, producing free daily videos and articles on his website, nutritionfacts.org. You can also get the emails every day, as I do. And all proceeds from his books, DVDs, and speaking go to charity. So, Dr. Greger, welcome back to The Health Awakening.
I'm so glad to be back.
Pleasure having you. And once again, for folks who saw that first show in February of 2017, you're on your treadmill. It's great to see. What has happened since you first wrote How Not to Die?
Astounded by the success. You know, I didn't even want to write the book in the first place. I thought, you know, who reads books anymore? All my work is available free online. But you know, then you go online and there's just thousands of videos. People really wanted a kind of a summary of all the most important points. And so it was a tremendous success, now translated over 30 languages. It's in its 21st printing right now. Really excited. And then the cookbook, New York Times Review of Books called it their favorite cookbook of the season, hit number 3 on the New York Times bestseller chart. So that too, I was like, wait a second, there's like a million free recipes online. Who buys cookbooks? Evidently, lots of people buy cookbooks. So I guess I will keep doing books. So yeah, my next book out in December, and that'll have an accompanying cookbook come out a year later. It's so exciting to be able to reach so many people.
Does it surprise you that people still are finding the premise of How Not to Die surprising? I mean, to you and I, it seems like second nature, but what does it seem like to you when you hear people react for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, people just don't realize the tremendous power we have over our health, destiny, and longevity. The vast majority of premature death and disability is preventable with a plant-based diet and other healthy lifestyle behaviors. So it's really good news. People are excited by the fact that they have so much control over the lives of themselves and their families.
Now, I see you're on your treadmill, so you are walking the walk, quite literally, right now. How did this all start for you? What spurred this in your life?
The reason I do what I do is really because of my grandmother. You know, I was just a kid when my grandmother was diagnosed with end-stage heart disease and sent home to die. She already had so many open heart bypass surgeries, basically run out of plumbing at some point, confined in a wheelchair, crushing chest pain. Her life was over at age 65. Then she heard about this guy, Nathan Pritikin, one of our early lifestyle medicine pioneers. And what happened next is actually detailed in Pritikin's biography. He talks about Frances Greger, my grandmother. They wheeled her in and she walked out. She was given her medical death sentence at age 65, but thanks to a healthy diet, was able to enjoy another 31 years on this planet until age 96 to continue to enjoy her 6 grandkids, including me. That's why I went to medical school. That's why I started the website, nutritionfacts.org. That's why I wrote the book, How Not to Die. That's why all the proceeds from all the sales of my books all is donated to charity. I just wanted to do for everyone's family what Pritikin did for my family.
You know, I love that so much. I love how your videos tie together all the pieces of different studies that people wouldn't necessarily correlate with one another. And you say, hey, because of this, X equals Y, and put it together and you get the answer. So I appreciate that so much. Now, the cookbook, as you mentioned, there's thousands of recipes online, all kinds of free recipes, free video recipes. So why was there need for a cookbook? I mean, did someone have to talk you into that?
Yes, they did indeed. What really compelled me is, you know, I wanted to do a cookbook composed not only of all healthy recipes, but all healthy ingredients. So I wanted to take on the challenge, the mantle of doing an all green light food. So all, no added salt, oil, sugar. And so, wait a second, how do you make things sweet without sugar, salty without salt? That was really the challenge kind of going into it. Is it really possible to make where every single ingredient is health promoting? And so that was kind of fun just to play with. And we came up with some great recipes. And so, and the feedback has been fantastic. And so I think every book from now on I write, I will do an accompanying cookbook just to, you know, inspire people to try some new recipes in hopes that, they'll incorporate them to their weekly repertoire.
Now, did you surprise yourself with some of these recipes? Are there some favorites in there that you went, hey, I didn't think this would work, but lo and behold,
you
here
know,
it is.
There are two, there's a lot of kind of roasted vegetable recipes that I really like, a roasted cauliflower recipe, which I just absolutely love. If anyone has never tried roasted vegetables, like roasted Brussels sprouts, it's a different, whole different entity. If you're like, oh, I don't like cauliflower. Oh, you have not tried, either grilled or roasted. I mean, it completely changes the taste and the texture. It's a great way to introduce people to really healthy foods is just prepare them in a way to make them delicious. And so that's, people like, can't imagine eating like a big hunk of cauliflower. Well, that's because you haven't had it prepared right. So that's actually some of my favorite because I like making that for people that, are used to eating, cheeseburgers and milkshakes all day, but can really enjoy. They can't believe they just ate vegetables for supper and they enjoyed them so much.
Awesome. Well, we are talking with Dr. Michael Greger about his new book, How Not to Die Cookbook, and his upcoming book, How Not to Diet. We'll be back with more from The Health Awakening. Stay with us. And welcome back to The Health Awakening. Before the break, we were talking with our guest, Dr. Michael Greger, about his book, How Not to Die, and his new book, How Not to Die Cookbook. And we were talking about some of his favorite recipes in there. Now, Dr. Greger, I know that you've been on a plant-based diet for a long time, as have I. And I know that after a while, when you've been doing this for a while, you find that, I don't know if there's much need for a recipe book. You seem to get simpler and simpler, or at least I do. What do you find in your household?
We do eat pretty simple. It's about making staples. I like cooking in bulk and that, just having it freezing extras. I'm never tempted to go for the kind of, the convenient junky food. I'm out on the road. I always have something healthy with me. If you always have healthy food, you don't have any garbage in the house, well, then look, you get hungry enough, you're going to eat an apple. That's what you should have been eating in the first place. We cook, I think we cook pretty basics. I have this daily dozen checklist of all the healthiest of healthy foods. I encourage people to fit into their daily diet. And so that's basically what we start with. And it's just about, making those delicious.
Now, you mentioned the daily dozen. I was going to get into that a little bit later, but since you mentioned it, can you tell us a little bit about your daily dozen? What is that?
Yeah, so, How Not to Die, the first half of the book is just 15 chapters on each of the 15 leading causes of death, talking about the role diet may play in preventing, arresting, or reversing each of our top 15 killers. But, I didn't want it to just be a reference book. It has about 3,000 citations. But, I wanted it to also be a practical guide on, converting this mountain of evidence into day-to-day, practical grocery store-type decisions. So that's what became the second half of the book, where I center my recommendations around a daily dozen checklist of all things I encourage people to fit into their daily routine. So, for example, dark green leafy vegetables, the healthiest type of vegetables, berries, the healthiest types of fruits, legumes, encourage people to eat a tablespoon of ground flax seeds every day, a quarter teaspoon of turmeric, the best beverages, best sweeteners, how much exercise to get every day. Really just try to inspire people to include some of these healthiest of healthy foods into their daily routine. And, when I'm on the road traveling in some airport food court, I may not even hit half of them or something, but I have to help keep track. and to inspire people. I have a free app on iPhone and Android called Dr. Greger's Daily Dozen. You can download it and enjoy it. And again, it's just trying to kind of a fun way to kind of keep track and see if you can just include some of these healthiest of healthy foods into your daily diet.
Now, speaking of fun, you know, everyone has birthdays to go to and, you know, like holiday dinners and that kind of thing. So what do you recommend when someone's invited to the relative's house and you know they're going to have a turkey dinner? What do you suggest? What do they do?
Well, look, I mean, in terms of our health, it doesn't really matter what we eat on special occasions or holidays or birthdays. It's really the day-to-day stuff that adds up. And so on a day-to-day basis, we really should try to eat healthy. I mean, our body has this remarkable capacity to heal from insults as long as we're not, you know, stabbing it with a fork three times a day. Having said that, I encourage people to try to bring food. And to share food, and so then at least you know there's going to be something healthy there because you made it, right? And then you can try, inspire others, share, and people just might not have any idea how delicious healthy food can be. And so it's kind of a little education, it's a little insurance that you'll have something to eat. And then, you know, everyone can enjoy. I like bringing food, but it's easier for me because I love cooking so much.
All right. Well, there's another question I had about when people want to try new things, sometimes they do a little bit too much of this, a little bit too much of that. Now, you mentioned in your book that every single ingredient is healthy. So is there a concern that, don't do too much of this, round it out a little bit, or can people just pretty much follow their favorite thing in your book and you'd be just fine?
Oh, well, I mean, technically you could even overdo something like water. I mean, if you drink, or even healthy kidneys can only handle about 3 cups of water an hour. So if you drink more than that, you can actually wash the electrolytes out of your brain, actually run into real problems. I mean, so there's too much of everything, but I mean, you know, it's possible to overdo anything. But I mean, when we're talking about, you know, whole healthy plant foods, it's basically just eat all the healthy foods you want, with very few exceptions. Yeah, it's not something one has to really worry about, I guess. I mean, if you have a history of kidney stones, you don't want to be doing cups a day of spinach, Swiss chard, or beet greens. Have a little high oxalate levels. I mean, there's certain things. You know, some people are allergic to different foods, but in general. You don't have to worry about portion control or calorie counting or carb cutting, any of that stuff, just because, you know, we are eating the way that we were created to eat. We are eating food as grown, and these are the healthiest things, and our bodies should just benefit from it.
Why did you write How Not to Diet? That one seemed to come out of left field for me. Did you see some troubling diet trends that you wanted to help people correct?
Oh my God, the whole history of dieting is troubling diet trends. You can imagine, God, these horrible diets go back literally centuries. Why? Because they're best-selling books. And so if you want to make money, you write a diet book. And why do you make such money? Because they don't work. And so you got to buy the next book and the next book, right? If they worked, no one would buy them because we have cured the obesity epidemic. We certainly have not. But because it's a worsening problem, right? We are now facing the first generation here in the United States of children with a shorter expected lifespan than their parents. It's the first time this ever happened in the history of our nation, and it's because of the obesity epidemic and its associated repercussions like type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure and all these other things. And so, I mean, this is really a serious, serious problem. And so many people are confused as to the best way to lose weight. And I decided, look, this is really something I have to take on. So took a year out and dived deep into this literature and really excited with what I came up with. Can't wait till December. Copy edits are already in. It's done. It just has to... Just has to go to the printers. They just got to make bunches of copies.
Excellent. Well, we'll talk more in the next segment about How Not to Diet with the author, Dr. Michael Greger. We'll be right back with more from The Health Awakening. And welcome back to The Health Awakening. Before the break, we were talking with our guest, Dr. Michael Greger, about his new book, How Not to Diet. And it's coming up in December of 2019. Dr. Greger, what is the foundation of this book? Is it weight loss or is it something a little deeper than that?
Well, I mean, that's what my goal was to set out, is to find the ideal weight loss diet. I mean, originally I was going to do just, you know, a chapter on each of the current diet fads out there and talk about kind of the pros and cons. But I realized, you know, by the time the book came out, there'd be 20 new fad diets, right? It's like playing whack-a-mole. So instead, what I did in the first half of the book is concentrated on producing kind of a list of criteria. So I came up with 17 ingredients for kind of the ideal weight loss diet. And so then you can take any new diet that comes on the road and just compare it to this list of the 17 criteria. In fact, you can do it with a single meal, you can do it with a single food, to just see how closely, kind of like a worksheet, you know, just like, here's the list, let's see how many boxes we can check. And so then you can kind of construct from the ground up the ideal weight loss diet. So that's the first half of the book. Then the second half of the book, I wanted to talk about specific foods that may kind of my what I call my boosters or weight loss accelerators, specific foods that act as appetite suppressants and fat blockers and starch blockers and things that kind of metabolism boosters and things, just for any kind of, you know, stubborn pounds that remain, to just kind of accelerate weight loss. But of course, you know, the goal of weight loss is not to fit into a skinnier casket. I mean, it's important that any diet you comes up with is sustainable and healthy and nutritious and complete. But I really did try to, you know, just focus on, well, really, what is the best, if your goal is weight loss, what's the best way to do it safely and effectively? And it was quite the challenge, but I'm so excited for it to come out. I think a lot of people are confused and in desperate need of a resource like this, and here it is.
Now, when people hear of a plant-based diet, typically they think, okay, low calorie, low fat. So now, you know, the keto diet is all the rage. So what is your view on the, you know, even fat consumption when we're talking about a vegan keto?
Well, I mean, so yeah, a ketogenic diet is really the opposite of what one would imagine would be a healthy diet, right? So if you look at, so for example, the Global Burden of Disease Study, the largest study of disease risk factors in history funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, found that the five things, so found not only the diet is the number one killer of human beings on this planet, bumping tobacco now into number two. And so what are the five worst things about the global diet? In addition to too much sodium, the other top five risk factors are inadequate whole grain consumption, inadequate vegetable consumption, inadequate fruit consumption, and inadequate nut and seed consumption. And so four out of the five worst things about the human diet are not things we're getting too much of, right? We think, oh, too much sugar, too much, you know. No, it's actually things we're not getting enough of. We're not eating enough whole plant foods. And so, I mean, that's really, I think, the most critical thing we can do is, yes, obviously we need to get rid of, you know, the soda and the processed meat, the trans fat, but we really need to start adding to our diet to, you know, some of the healthiest of healthy foods like the beans, berries, greens.
Now, what about eating for the season, you know, seasonal eating? Well, what's your thoughts on that?
That presumes you're actually eating a lot of plants, right? Because that's what's really seasonal. But, you know, I wouldn't want people to, you know, stay away from, you know, fruit in the wintertime or something. I mean, we now live in a time where we can get fresh, healthy food year round. Like, it's amazing that we can be chomping down on strawberries in January in the Northern Hemisphere. And that's a good thing, the fact that we can get the healthiest of healthy foods year round. I mean, there's certainly kind of environmental benefits of choosing locally instead of having apples shipped from New Zealand for a few thousand miles. But health-wise, the fact that we can access the healthiest foods year-round is nothing but a good thing.
Now, I'm sure some people are saying, well, the titles are very similar, How Not to Diet, How Not to Die. Real quickly, what is the difference between the two books?
Oh, well, so the first book was just about preventing, arresting, reversing each of our top 15 killers, 15 chapters, each of the 15 leading causes of death, and then, you know, how to make that practical. But How Not to Diet is about weight loss. So it's like, regardless of what it does for heart health, regardless of what it does for brain health, what is the best foods to eat to lose weight? What's the best diet to lose weight? What's the best way to exercise? How can I sleep? Stress management? All these other things that go into optimizing weight loss. That was my goal going into it. And I just wanted every possible little tweak to accelerate weight loss in a safe, sustainable manner.
All right, thank you. Well, we're talking with Dr. Michael Greger about How Not to Diet, his new book, and we'll be right back with more from The Health Awakening. Hey, I'm Scott Laird, host of The Health Awakening Show. Listen, if you're hearing this podcast right now and thinking, I like what these guys are talking about, I want to get that. Well, come over to my website, lairdwellness.com, because at lairdwellness.com, you can get all the best health products from The Health Awakening Show in one place. That's the whole point of my website. These products are the best you'll find anywhere. In fact, I use them myself. At lairdwellness.com, you can also watch The Health Awakening Show, read my blog, watch how-to videos, and lots more. So if you hear something you like on today's podcast, you can get it right now at lairdwellness.com and use promo code podcast to save 10%. And welcome back to The Health Awakening. Hey, thanks for joining us today. Our guest has been Dr. Michael Greger. Dr. Greger, if people want to get How Not to Die, How Not to Die cookbook, or How Not to Diet, where can they go?
They can go to their local library and get it for free. That's the best way to get any book. How Not to Diet will be out in December, and they can see all my work for free at nutritionfacts.org.
All right, Dr. Greger, well, your treadmill. You've been on the treadmill for this whole interview. I'm assuming you don't just do this for the interviews with us. How long do you walk every day?
On a typical day, about 17 miles a day. So yeah, today 14 interviews. So yeah, it's just, but I'm going like 1.8 miles an hour. It's really slow, but just keeps the blood moving.
Thanks again, Dr. Greger. Well, you can catch the replay of this episode and our complete show archive at healthawakening.tv. For more information about Dr. Greger and how to sign up for his free daily videos and how to get his books, How Not to Die, How Not to Die Cookbook, and How Not to Diet, visit nutritionfacts.org, and we will see you next time for another Health Awakening. Thank you for joining us today on The Health Awakening. You can catch the replay of this episode and see our complete show schedule at healthawakening.tv. For more information about our guest today and all they have to offer, please visit their website on the bottom of your screen. And please remember, the information you saw today is for educational purposes only. It is not medical advice, nor do the views expressed reflect those of this broadcaster. Should you choose to implement this information, please do so only with the assistance of a licensed medical professional. Neither the presenter nor this broadcaster assume any responsibility for any adverse effects or consequences that may result. Thank you.